Tillamon, welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Today, I'll be sharing some misconceptions about language learning and, of course, destroying them. All right, so the first one is I don't have the talent to learn languages, or I'm not talented enough to learn and speak multiple languages. Now, this is not correct because language learning is not for talented people. Anyone can learn any language they set out to learn as long as they put in the time and effort required to learn that language. The second one is, I don't have time to learn languages. This is a very common misconception among potential language learners. The truth is, you just have to set out time every day and commit to learning. Also, I believe you can always optimize unproductive time. For instance, the time you spend while commuting or cooking can also be used for listening to podcasts in your target language. Or the time you spend on social media can also be used for learning. I strongly believe that if language learning is part of your top priorities, you will create time out of your busy schedule for it. In fact, most successful polyglots I know are extremely busy people, but they always find time to learn. Most of them have a language learning routine they follow on a daily basis. Another huge misconception is that you have to break the bank to learn another language. While some language resources are expensive, there are tons of free and affordable resources available on the internet. If you listen to my previous episode, I talked about language learning apps I use, and most of these apps are free. If only you can put your mind to learning a language, you won't be giving excuses like, I don't have so much money, or language learning is only for the rich. The question I often ask people is, have you exhausted all the free resources available on the internet? Most times, the answer is no. Don't get me wrong. There are occasions where you have to pay a language tutor, or pay for a language course, or an immersion program. But my point is, you can start learning with what is available. All you need to do is to find those resources and begin to use them. The last misconception I would like to talk about is the very popular one, and that is language learning is boring. How can you even believe that? Language learning is fun. There are so many fun ways to progress in your language learning. I'll give you a few examples. One of the fun ways I learn languages is by listening to music and learning the lyrics. Now, after learning the lyrics, I record myself singing and send to my friends or even post on social media. Another fun way is to watch cartoons and movies or read out loud in front of the mirror. Basically, just add the fun activities you do normally to your language learning routine and find what works for you. For some people, it is games. If you like playing games, then look for games in the language you're learning. If it is music, then do the same thing. Just make sure you do something different. Trust me, you won't be bored when you add fun activities to your language learning routine. I think most of these misconceptions are just plain excuses for not learning another language. The truth is, there is no excuse good enough to justify not being able to learn a language. And if you're still in doubt and you have more misconceptions that prevent you from learning a language, then you need to read Benny Lewis' story or Gabriel Weiner's story. Purchase their books if you can too. See, it is always good to read and learn from other successful language learners. It also helps you on days when you feel like giving up, because then you can say, oh, if Benny Lewis can do it, I can also do it. If Gabriel Weiner can do it, I can also do it. Alright? So that's it for today. Like I always end my show, if you want to learn another language, start now. Practice daily and don't stop. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Also, feel free to reach out to me. You can send in your questions, feedback, or even suggest what you'd like to hear in subsequent episodes. I would be glad to hear from you. Bye!